Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Foreigner bringing this back. It's urgent. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Wibben. He's the author of the new book, Future Marketing, Winning in the Prosumer Age. That's a new word, folks, prosumer. Prosumer. So remind us, John, that's a contraction of?
Producer and consumer. And actually, a futurist named Alvin Toffler came up with it in 1980 in his book, The Third Wave.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. That's from his book.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you straightened me out on that. He was an amazing guy, wasn't he?
He was very smart. He wrote a lot of great books.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't just a futurist. He was a prophet.
Yeah.
You've been working on some other stuff, though. You've been working on a marketing app, and I want you to tell us about that. Why put marketing on an app?
Yeah, well, marketing is what we've been doing for 20 years, and we were talking to our customers a couple of years ago and realized that there really wasn't a content marketing application built for SMBs, for small companies, like your audience, and so we built one for them. So it's basically, content planning, content creation, and content distribution all in one place.
Would this be like managing our the distribution of content on social media platforms, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's part of it for sure. It's also, writing your blog post and pushing it out to where it needs to be and planning your content topics, okay? Oh, there's a smart engine for topic creation in there. There's a content curation functionality.
Wow.
There's a lot under the hood, yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, and we also have a freemium version of it. So
freemium, I love it.
We love freemium.
We love freemium stuff around here, don't we?
Why not? Yeah.
So, how do we find out about it?
Yeah, so contentlaunch.com, like you're launching a rocket, contentlaunch.com. We've got a free 2-week trial on there for our pro version, and certainly we have the freemium version, but love to have folks check it out. We actually launch it next week, but we've got about 300 companies in the early access group. And so, looking for some beta testers.
All right. Well, I will put us down as one, because we produce a lot of content around here. We probably could use a little extra help with it.
And, good.
I'd love to see more about that. So if we sign up now, we'd be in the early rollout.
Yep, that's right.
It would be available to us like in a couple of weeks, or would we start? Would the first people? If somebody signed up today, would they become a beta tester, or would they be part of the first rollout?
They become a beta tester for the first couple of weeks, and then we'll roll it right into a product launch. Not too far down the line.
So, is it still too late to give you feedback?
No, not at all.
All right, so give us the website again, please.
It's contentlaunch.com. You're launching a rocket. Contentlaunch.com.
All right. So walk us through a couple of the specifics.
Yeah. So one way that a lot of companies have been using it in previous beta versions of the app is creating an agency account. So we built it for agencies and also small businesses, but agencies are able to create their accounts for the clients in there and keep all their clients' content separate. They're able to, bring some efficiency to bear with creating that content and pushing it out. But right now, what we found is a lot of companies are using 8, 9, 10 different tools to get their content done.
Right, we are. We're using a number of different tools.
Yeah, so we replace a lot of those tools. Yeah, we replace Google Docs. We replace Hootsuite. We replace WordPress. Well, not WordPress, but quite a few different platforms. That's one of the benefits. Is we're trying to save people time and make it more efficient, and I think that's what we achieve with this platform.
So, how big of a company would benefit from this?
So, we also have some big companies that have looked at it because we did build a lot of the feature set that a big company would want. So, you can bring in as many users as you want. It has total workflow in there. You can assign tasks.
Because I've got some companies. Yep. I know some people I'd like to recommend it to.
I'll
do that today. I'll send somebody over there to look at today that's in a larger company.
Great. I appreciate that.
They made it like that. Yeah. So, all right. So, I was going to have, You mentioned WordPress. Is there some kind of a blog development program in there?
Yeah, so you can create all of your blogs inside our platform and then push it out to your WordPress blog. And,
I see.
So there's the content creation aspect is really the biggest part of the application.
Right.
So you can bring in all your editors, all your writers.
Audio, visual, video, the whole thing.
Everything, all types of content,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, wow. John, thank you for that. And I enjoyed talking about the Prosumer, your new book, but this is really exciting. I'm going to get on this. I think I know some people that might be good beta testers for that, including us.
Great.
Hey, John,
I appreciate it.
Good job today. Give us the website one more time.
Yeah, contentlaunch.com for the app and then future marketing book for the book.
All right, so check it out. John Wibben, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.